News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams. Time now 4:26 PM. Getting close to that go home time. Getting close to that afternoon drive. Some of y'all already got your car keys in your hand. And you're warming up and thinking, where am I headed for dinner? Let me make a suggestion to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Now, I know the name is Just Love Coffee Cafe, and you're thinking, Phil, I can't have caffeine at night. Well, sometimes you can. But anyway, the bottom line is, Just Love Coffee Cafe is way more than just coffee. I mean, do they have great coffee? Oh, yes, they do. I bought several bags of their beans. I ground some at home this weekend and made a cup of pour-over black coffee that was awesome. Early Saturday morning, cold, sat outside with a blanket and just enjoyed looking at the scenery. All that to say, Just Love Coffee Cafe, yes, they have great coffee. And they have the gourmet coffees. They have the cappuccinos, the mochas, the lattes, all of it. But they have a menu also of good stuff to eat. You can call ahead and pick it up, take it home for dinner. They got wraps, sandwiches, salads. You can have breakfast for dinner, like a womelet, which is a major, huge, fluffy omelet that's cooked in a waffle iron, believe it or not. Yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Good food, good coffee, great place, good environment. Just literally, and a staff waiting to serve you. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road and Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them that you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, we are going to go, I ran long with Congressman Brooks, so it's going to be a short segment here, and I apologize if that threw some of you off, but I'm going to wind up going to a break again in about 2.5 minutes. But just know this, we're going to come back and we're going to continue on with this Ukraine discussion. I've got a stack of stuff over here that I'm looking at doing a whole segment on that. Basically, I call it Alabama Laws and Policies, Why Do We Do That? And I want to get to that one, and it may have to wait till, you know, another day this week, but nonetheless, it's got some really interesting stuff in it. But the Ukraine thing, we're going down the road a little further on that one too. After the break, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, it should be good. And I got to take an aside and ask you, have you seen, this has totally changed the subject, have you seen what's happening with Elon Musk and buying his shares of Twitter? Because it got really weird in the last 24 hours. People thought he was going to be on the Twitter board, but it came out he's not going to be on the board now. Pray tell, why would that be? Did he back off? Has he gotten scared? He owns 9.2% of the company. Why would he do that? He's the largest shareholder. Ah, it just came out. It just came out that he was told that the stipulations for him to be on the board were that he could no longer buy up more shares of Twitter. So he declined to be on the board. He apparently just switched his SEC filings away from investor to aggressive investor, meaning that he's reserving the option to go buy a lot more Twitter stock. He may wind up controlling that company completely before this is all said and done. And the people at Twitter are about apoplectic over it because they have no idea what's coming if he does that. And they wonder, are we going to be forced to stop censoring? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's amazing the things they've gotten away with so far. But there might be a new sheriff in town. That's a crazy cool story. We'll talk more on that later in the week, I'm sure. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. 4:29 p.m. News break. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, solid. Yes, conservative. Yes, just plain right. All right, 4:35 p.m. Let me real quickly before I go to the phones tell you guys, listen, it's that time. I mean, this weekend I had to cover up some of the plants because it was so cold. Now it's 70-something degrees. Go figure. Your thermostat at your house is going back and forth. It doesn't know what day is what. This can put a strain on your system, and so I'd strongly recommend you get that system serviced and ready for the hot months coming up because you don't want to be coming in on an evening and find out the air went out while you're at work. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team members here at Right Side, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they can service all your HVAC needs, gas or electric systems, does not matter. And listen, they service all of Madison, Huntsville, the whole surrounding areas. They're open 6 days a week. They will come out on a Saturday. And they will literally right now do a special. They're $69 per unit. They will assess and service your systems and get them ready for the hot months. And if anything happens to those systems during the next year, 10% off of any repairs. I'm just telling you, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, locally owned, veteran-owned and operated. You can call them at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I got a caller on line four that called in during the break, so let me grab that. Hey, it's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind today?
I'm trying to figure out which would be more advantageous, to be an American citizen or an illegal alien living in America. I mean, you know, we get free plane rides, free phones, and you don't have to pay taxes. You can. When's the last time you've seen somebody prosecuted for identity theft? Just, you know, using somebody's Social Security number.
I don't recall it ever happening.
News and everything, you know, I see people doing, you know, for identity theft if that's American citizens, but I've never seen illegal aliens doing that or getting prosecuted for it.
Well, you know, the crazy thing, I don't know if you heard this part of the show earlier, but in Etowah County, Alabama, they had a major ICE contract, you know, with the Immigration Customs Enforcement to house ICE detainees so that they could be, you know, held until time for them to be not repatriated, what's the word, flown home, basically. And it was a major contract. 40 correctional officers just lost their job because a couple of weeks ago, the Biden administration decided to discontinue the contract on a jail that was built for that sole purpose. So we're seeing right now that they're not even detaining them anymore. They're just bringing them in and busting them to somewhere in the United States and saying, see ya.
Yeah, there's no deportation. That's what I say. It's you know, you hear about all these people coming back across the border that were murderers and child molesters and stuff and everything. Did they ever even go to jail, or did you just deport them?
I have no idea. What a great question. You're right. We're seeing multiple offenders. In fact, the other day I saw Bill Mnuchin, I think his name is, for reports for Fox News. He was standing there and he said, the border agents just told me that guy over there is a registered sex offender and that guy over there is a registered pedophile or, you know, a child molester. And he said, and they came across the border with small children. So you just imagine what that means. But it's an awful situation. And there's no way around it. It's got to be it's intentional. There's no way for this to be just feckless policy. It's intentional.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, I have to pay my taxes and everything, or they'll throw me in jail, basically, or come take everything I got. If I'm a legal alien, you know, like, since they don't deport you and everything, and I don't have no money or whatever, you know, I guess they just, I don't know what they do to you, just let you go, I reckon.
And, you know, two states, Alabama being one back when I was in the legislature, and then Arizona, have both been basically, you know, taken to court by the Obama administration in those cases, because the state said, listen, we'll just enforce the federal laws ourselves. How about that? And they said, no, you can't do that. So why would they even have a law on the book if no one's going to enforce it? And then take us to court to say, you're not allowed to enforce it either. It makes absolutely no sense. And it's certainly not good for America. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, man.
Well,
appreciate you as always. Oh, go ahead. What you got?
Thank you, Phil. I'm just saying, you know, nobody has any constitutional rights right now. I mean, because as long as the executive branch doesn't enforce our constitutional rights, you don't have them. They might as well just take the Constitution, wad it up, and throw it in a trash can, because it means absolutely nothing.
Well, at least it does to them. We know that. All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. Appreciate you as always. All right, Copper, let's go back to Ukraine. Let's finish out this segment on, and it's going to take us to the end of the show, but we're going to finish out this Ukraine. What now? What next? Did you see, I told you earlier about Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom, who actually went to Kyiv and walked the streets of Kyiv with President Volodymyr Zelensky. And that's a photo op. Oh, it's a photo op. He's just doing it for show. Yes, he's doing it for show. Yes, he is. The leader of a nation in the West, in the free world, in the first world, in NATO, by the way, decided he was going to go to the war zone, and he went deep into the war zone to the capital, and he met with the president, and then he got out and walked the streets and shook the hands of just average citizens to show them that there are nations who are willing to go the extra mile. Apparently, the Prime Minister also announced while he was there that Great Britain is going to be giving armored vehicles and anti-ship missiles to Ukraine, along with continued aid financially. All right, well, Zelensky has made it very clear. He's made it very clear in a story off of Fox News that was dated just yesterday. Fox News, Ukraine's Zelensky, we're not ready to give away our country. And he points out in an interview that he did with CBS's 60 Minutes, quoted in this article, that basically he says, overall, we're not ready to give away our country. I think we've already given up a lot of lives. He said, I clearly understand that questions like this will be raised in negotiations if there ever are any, but we're not ready to give up our territory from the beginning. On this show before, I have had audio clips from General Jack Keane, who says that he has it on good authority that the Biden administration is urging Zelensky to simply capitulate, to give up territory, and to call it done. And Zelensky's saying, why would we do that? In fact, why would they do that? They're winning right now. Well, another great clip that Charlene pointed out to me is certainly worth hearing. Congressman Michael Waltz, clip three. Copper, you good to go on clip three? Congressman Mike Waltz, a former Green Beret himself, had an interview with Trey Gowdy on Fox. And it was so worth hearing that I thought I'd play a piece of it. Copper, clip three. Let's go ahead and go there now.
Trey, you're about to see a new phase of this war. The Russians are rearming. They're refitting. And under this new general, the butcher of Syria, they are going to come back with a vengeance. And Putin is going to level eastern Ukraine. I just spent the afternoon talking to a number of veterans who have actually been on the ground helping and mentoring and assisting, fighting alongside. These are U.S. veterans fighting alongside Ukrainian special forces. A lot of the groups that were so heroic in Afghanistan have now shifted to Ukraine, and the frustration level, Trey, is through the roof. They may be getting Javelin missiles, but then they don't get the battery for the launchers. They're running out of artillery rounds. They're running out of fuel because Putin has been targeting Ukraine's fuel depots. And the biggest thing is they're not getting the heavy weapons, the artillery, the tanks, the armored vehicles, and the resupply that they need to actually take the fight to the Russian military in depth. They need to be targeting their logistics right now as they regroup. They need to be targeting their command and control. And here's the thing, and Jake Sullivan said it today, our objectives for the Ukrainians are all wrong. Jake Sullivan said, the president's national security advisor, we're gonna help them get to the negotiating table. We're gonna help them fight to a standstill. The hell with that, Trey. I mean, really, the hell with the negotiating and the peace table. We need to help them defeat the Russians, drive the Russians for Ukrainian soil, because if we allow this to settle into a stalemate, all Putin's going to do is keep taking more and more and more, and then 5-6 years from now, lick his wounds, and we'll be right back at this again. We have to help Zelensky win, but that's not the objective of this White House.
Not at all. That is not the objective of this White House, not at all. And he goes on to say later in the interview, and I agree with this because I've said it on this show several times, that what we're seeing right here is a level of fecklessness that is unparalleled. And this is reminiscent of Neville Chamberlain, who believed that he had found an accord with Hitler, never once believing that surely Hitler might have misled him. Might have led him down a primrose path, might have just kept him at bay long enough to where he could go ahead and do what he needed to do. That's where we are right now. Now, there's some very sobering, and by the way, I do not want U.S. troops on the ground. Having served there, having family members that are still in uniform now, I do not want U.S. troops on the ground. I don't want, those who have been to war are very often the first ones to say we don't need another war. I will also say this, I do believe that we can do more than what we're doing. And I do believe, too, that we have to up our game in terms of being ready. Interesting story that I pulled off of Newsmax. Newsmax did an interview with a former deputy NATO commander, Sir Richard Sheriff, who served as NATO's deputy supreme allied commander for Europe from 2011-2014. He literally said that the West must be ready for a war with Russia as the invasion of Ukraine reaches a tipping point. This story is dated Saturday, I believe. Story dated Saturday. Sir Richard Sheriff, who, like I said, was the Deputy Supreme Allied Commander for Europe, for NATO, he suggested the West needs to quickly send heavy equipment to Ukraine, including long-range artillery, precision-fire missiles, anti-missile defense tanks, and other vehicles. That's his opinion. I'm just telling you what he said. But he goes on to say that he does not believe that Russia distinguishes between supplying offensive and defensive weapons, and he doesn't either. He says weaponry is weaponry. The best form of a defense is an attack, and so we have to equip them for what they need. I mean, we're already doing it, so why are we saying, well, we can't give more because that might be seen as an escalation? Feckless is what that is. If you're supplying, you're supplying, period. It's not like we put our troops on the ground, but the equipment, the Ukrainians will put it to good use. They've already proven they can. It goes on in this article to make two sobering statements. Before I go to the break, I'll read them to you. Number one, he says NATO needs to be ready for the worst case. Gearing itself up for war, mobilizing, rearming, and putting in place an impenetrable defense deterrent capability from the Baltic to the Black Sea. I agree with that. NATO has let itself slip into a slumber for many years, with too many of the members not even chipping in their level of support. But he says also this. He ends the article in Newsmax by saying, there won't be peace in Europe for as long as Putin is in the Kremlin. And I agree with that. Copper, take us to a break. We will go there now. Come back for the last section of the day. Folks, I'm telling you, it's been some more kind of a full show. Yeah, well, that's what we do here at Right Side Radio, where we are solid conservative and just plain right. You hang tight. We'll be right back.